This is Radio Woking.
And I'm joined in the studio early doors this morning by Sarge Hussain, Mayor of Woking. Morning, Sarge. Thank you.
Good morning, John. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, it's nice to see you at this hour on a Sunday morning.
Well, yes, but it is Sunday morning and it's actually a bit late for me.
Is it?
Usually I'm up by, you know, 6:30, 6 o'clock.
You're a bit of an early bird, aren't you?
Early bird, yeah.
Ah, there you go. So there you go. Yeah. Get a lie in this morning.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so, you're about to complete your year as Mayor of Woking. I mean, what a year to be mayor. There's been so much going on over the last 12 months.
Well, John, it took me 3 years. I was deputy mayor for 3 years, and I think it was well worth the wait. You know, we had the Jubilee, Plantain Jubilee,
yes,
which was something that I can cherish all my life. The lighting of the lantern in the Jubilee Square.
Yes.
It was done, simultaneously throughout the Commonwealth.
Mm.
And that was something that, you know, I said I cherish.
That seems like such a long time ago now, doesn't it?
It does seem like a long time ago. Yeah. I mean, it was last June, wasn't it? Last June. But then, obviously, sadly, Her Majesty the Queen passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, I think we reflected well. We you know, the whole country came and moaned and in proper, and we were again at the Jubilee Square.
Yeah.
Then the proclamation of the new king.
Yes.
Obviously, that's another historical event that not very many people can say they've witnessed. Although, having said that, I was with the Sable Friends yesterday at Brock Hill.
Okay.
And there was all quite a number of people there that can actually remember three occasions.
Oh, wow.
So they can go back to the Queen's father as well. So that was quite
amazing.
A good thing to share.
Some really good stories to share there,
that's
I imagine.
Right, yeah.
But for you, though, I mean, all those things happening in your 1 year of mayor, I don't think probably in living memory any other mayor could say that they've had that sort of stuff happen.
Well, no. There are 11 mayors in Surrey.
Yes.
So I think, you know, when we get together, we all think, yeah, this is great. You know, we've done this. obviously, the Queen's passing was not something that we used to record as a, what's the name, but these things happen.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Big events, yeah.
What I've been taken back in my memory and what I've seen is the amount of charitable work that goes on in our borough.
Yeah,
we're so rich of people helping each other.
Mm.
You know, people looking out to help.
And
that is something that I will, you know, that will stay with me forever.
And I guess being mayor, that's given you the opportunity to get out in the community and see all these organisations and see what people are doing locally.
And quite fittingly, the King said, King Charles III said that, you know, spend this weekend helping people, getting together, close families, friends.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what were your thoughts on the coronation then yesterday?
I haven't watched a lot because obviously I was busy with my engagements and so forth.
Yeah.
But what I've seen, you know, it's really a treat. And I was talking to those people there. They said, you know, we watched the Queen being crowned on a black and white TV, a little small TV. And here you are on a huge screen and you can see everything. And I think everybody behaved really well. And,
you
know, it was a good occasion.
Do you know what, watching it myself, I was watching and thinking, like, you know, in 1953, people may be buying their TV for the first time. It was a tiny screen. It was a very different world. So now, you know, the internet, I think we saw it from a different angle through looking at social media and, you know, all sorts of different things. So, it really felt like a moment in history, and it's something that I think we're going to be talking about and sharing those stories for generations to come.
Yeah. Well, the weather didn't help a little, you know, it was a bit against us, but I think people overcame that. It didn't stop anybody from going out to London. Personally, yes, if I had an opportunity, I would have gone, but obviously my engagements didn't allow me. But it's an occasion to remember.
And it wouldn't be Britain without the rain.
That's right.
In 1953, it rained. Apparently, the one before that, it rained as well. So, it's a bit of a tradition.
Well, I wasn't.
No, I wasn't either, from what I read.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk some more about your mayoral year and find out a bit more about you as well. We'll be back in the studio this morning is the Mayor of Woking, Sarge Hussain, coming to the end of your mayoral year, Sarge, as we said. And what a year it's been. And really want to talk a bit about you as well, because I have the printout in front of me from the council website.
You have the advantage.
But you moved from Pakistan, age 11, in 1968.
It was, I think, February, March 68, we came with my father, my sister and my mum.
So what brought you to
my
England?
Dad was in the army, British army, before the partition. So when he retired in 60, he took the retirement and started working on the family farm. it wasn't for him. He spent all his life in the military. So one of his friends suggested that as he's got the work permit, or voucher as they called it in those days, why don't you go and have a look at the West and see how the farming is done there.
Okay.
The rest is history. He came here and that was it. You know, he just fell in love with Woking. He arrived in Woking and went to work at FC Browns in Bisley, which was a steel office equipment.
Oh, wow.
So, and he retired there eventually, and that's it, yeah.
And Woking from, if we think about Woking now and Woking in 1968, very different place.
I can give you many stories. Yes. I mean, I profess that I think I'm the oldest resident of Woking in the chamber.
Okay.
Because I've been here since 1968, and there was not very many councillors that have actually lived and worked and you know, been brought up in Woking. So I've seen Woking change.
Yes.
We used to have the High Street.
Yeah.
And then the Chertsey Road.
Yes.
A bit on the Broadway.
Yes.
A commercial way was a car park.
Yeah. Sainsbury's, Wolsey Walk. Never used to be covered,
never,
did it?
Never used to be covered.
No, you used to get wet when you went. Yeah. No. Wow.
And I think, in a way, I don't want to go into Woking too much, but I think it was a right decision of our predecessors to actually acquire the town centre, the Wolseley Walk Shopping Centre.
Yes.
At the time, the towns were being dialect. They were just going down.
Yeah.
And Woking councillors, the officers made the right decision.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we've progressed. And
It's certainly grown. I mean, so much development, so much changes over the years.
The shopping pattern has changed now. If you look at the shopping habits of people, we're more online.
Yeah.
So we just want experience. And obviously sometimes the experience doesn't actually pay the bills, which I do know from my own personal business. You know, I run a post office, as you probably know.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of people come in with their mail already printed at home. Yes, we accept them because we have to accept them, but we're not getting paid anything for them.
No.
And that doesn't pay my bills.
No,
but, you know, we...
Interesting. The change in the ratio of retail, as you say, people going online and, people doing stuff online, and that's kind of the way forward. So, I mean, you mentioned, you know, you run the post office. This is in Knapp Hill. So how long have you been doing that?
I took that on in 1986, and I've been there since. So, you know, again, I like to hold on to things. You know, we're there, and I hope that we're serving the community well, and you know, that we can carry on for a long time.
Yeah, it's so important, the post office. I mean, it's not just about stamps. I mean, there's so many things you can do, isn't there? I mean, there's driving licenses, everything. I think for people in the community that maybe can't access the internet, it's so important to keep post office open for banking and, you know, so much that you do.
Yeah, currently, you know, that's the banks are closing. That's very unfortunate, because Knapp Hill used to have thriving three banks in there. Used to attract people from outside Woking, you know, the other villages, but now we don't have any banks, and I feel sorry for businesses and
so it's a bus ride into Woking, which is not you know, often not the easiest option for people, you know, elderly people who may not may not be able to use public transport. So there you go. So the changing times, I think, and you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes there's challenges, but we discovered that we went to the same school. So
So I came to 68, did up until the summer that year, went to Mabry. This is on Walton Road, Mabry School. And then went to Goldsworth.
Yeah, as County, I did as well.
County Secondary School.
Yeah, it was Goldsworth Primary School or Goldsworth Middle School, First School, I think, when I was there.
Mine was Goldsworth Secondary School.
Which is now, of course, the site of the Surrey History
Centre. History Museum. So I'm really pleased that, you know, I've been in there on a number of occasions. And actually, the last event I went to was the Woking Play.
Yeah.
And they played the pandemic from the early years and compared that to what's now. And it was really touching. The Woking Play. I don't know if you've heard of the Woking Play.
I haven't.
No. You want to see about that. So they're a group of people who actually get together and they write and read plays.
Community play group.
Woking Play group. And I really enjoyed that. I thoroughly enjoyed that. It was a good... two and a half hours spending there.
The History Centre.
History Centre,
I know Julian at the History Centre, Julian Pooley, and it's really interesting in place. I mean, the records for the whole county and so many, I mean, the artefacts and the vaults of materials that they've got, amazing.
Woking is iconic. Our library is state of the art.
Yeah.
It's the best one in Surrey. Then we have the History Museum.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the Peace Garden The cemetery, there's a lot of culture. You know, it's a lot of culture. We've got the WWF building, which again is, transformed Woking.
I mean, a big organisation like WWF deciding to, I think they moved from Godalming to Woking. I mean, that's got to be good for the town, isn't it?
It is good for town, Yeah, and then there are other businesses coming in. Mm-hmm. Opened an office in Walton, Chertsey Road, the other week. And again, they were so pleased. Yeah. Woking is very convenient.
It is. Good transport links to London, I think.
We could do with more trains and better services, but that's with the population growing.
Yeah.
So the demand is high.
Yeah, the demand,
And at the moment, the rail links can't cope with the demand.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that eventually we will have more lines, more trains.
Yeah, but compared to other areas, I mean, I know people that live in other parts of Surrey, and actually, if you want to go to London, 23 minutes on a fast train to Waterloo, I mean, that's pretty impressive. Everyone's
it's
really
gotta be,
impressed.
It's got to be best. Now, I'm so pleased that we settled in Woking, because the airports are nearer, London is nearer, and the coast are nearer as well. So if you want to...
Yeah, that's the both worlds.
That's the both worlds,
An hour away from the coast, 20 minutes away from London, and, it's a good place to live, and I think you've got the best of both worlds. You know, you're in Surrey, you're away from the hustle and bustle of London, it's a quieter life, but you know, you're nearer where you want to be, you know, London coast and things
and
like
if you look at our, you know, our nightlife, the cinema, the theatre, we've been there many times.
We keep bumping into each other those press nights, don't we,
press
the night.
So if you look at that, you know, and it's being transformed, you know, they've just had a revamp, and I think people are using our centre well. Obviously the pandemic put a little bit of a damper on things, but that's nationally, that's internationally.
Yeah, exactly. That's a
challenge. I think we are coming out of it now. We are coming out. People are coming back in, and lots of new, eating places are moving into Woking. And, you know, getting the Italia Conti in was, a big plus for Woking.
Exactly. Putting Woking on the map, isn't it?
From off in the map. Yeah. Because we've moved away from retail to leisure.
Yeah.
And educational.
Yeah.
Which is... Again, fills the car parks, and also has a footfall in the town.
Exactly, it's exciting times, I think, for Woking, and it's a big sort of turning point in its in Woking's story, I think.
And you know, Peacocks have just been acquired by Aurora Group.
Oh yeah,
family business. Yeah. Met them at my mayor's ball last Friday. Father and son.
Mm-hmm.
Sanjay and Surinder.
Yeah.
They are really passionate about Woking. They really want to transform Woking. And I think we'll see many, many new things in the Peacocks.
Exciting to see what's going to happen in the future, isn't it? Yeah. You know, it's it is a challenge because, you know, shops obviously have to turn a profit, and if people are going online, you know, it's a challenging time. It's just how you sort of get through that. And
but coming back down to my mirror room.
Yes.
Again, like I say, the charitable organisations that are in existence, the Rotary Club, they do endless events, they support endless events. There's I think annually they hold a child about, which is an event where all the children of Surrey with learning difficulties and disabilities, they're invited there free of charge, and they put a display on with bouncy castles, various activities, and that's a real treat to see people enjoying themselves.
Really, really important.
And I take my hats off to all the organisations.
Yeah,
you know, so no matter in what way they're involved, whether it's Napier Care, Goldsworth Care, St John's Care, Woking Care, all these places, all these charities, they're out there to helping people.
Yeah, and it's really humbling to see people doing things just to help their community, give something back, you know, and that's really in the spirit of this weekend and a big help out. And your mayoral charity then, Linkable, I mean, that's a great local cause. They do so much.
Yeah, so every mayor chooses a charity. Some have two or three. And I decided to, I chose Linkable because Linkable helps people with learning difficulties, adults and children. And I think it's a great way of actually giving people a sense of being.
Yeah.
And also they try and teach them how to be self-sufficient. So people with
they can teach them
learning independent living, with cooking, budgeting, shopping, and obviously I did have a little bit of a personal touch to it. I had a daughter who I lost in 2007, my Rosie, although, you know, we didn't have to actually rely on outside help. We had the hospital help, but you know, I felt that people need that sort
absolutely.
Of thing. If you haven't got a big family and you haven't got the sports facility, then you need that. And Linkable is there for it.
Yeah.
And there are so many others as well, but Linkable was a local one at home.
Yeah. And you can see the difference it's making and your personal reasons as well. I mean, this is sort of an organisation potentially you could have used for you know, for your daughter.
Yeah. So it's a great charity.
Yeah.
And, you know, if anybody's got a spare change or they feel like helping out, you know, Linkable is, and I think they're on the website.
Yes, absolutely.
If anybody looks up, and it'd be much appreciated. I shall carry on helping them. I was very, very touched. Professor Spivak, who used to own the nursing home, Coxhill Manor Nursing Home, he passed away sadly a few weeks back, and his family decided that instead of flowers, they asked for donations to Linkable, which was very touching.
Yeah.
And they did a lot for charities, but this was a kind of a loss.
And I think, you know, local charities, I mean, you know, a lot of fundraising happens for the big national charities, but, you know, grassroots level community charities, they really need our support at the moment, don't they?
John, also the faith community, you know, the churches and other faith groups that are around in Borough, they're all out there helping each other. You know, they're all out there. They've opened up the form hubs, you know, in the cold weather, inviting people in. And it's a really good gesture.
Community is so
important.
Community
spirit,
We're going to talk some more. We're going to get our sports update, and then we'll have a chat and be interested to see how you actually become mayor. So I'm going to talk a bit about that in a bit. We've actually got Matt on the phone now. Morning, Matt.
Morning.
You want to say hello to our mayor, Sarge Hussein?
Yeah. Hello and thank you for the last year and how you've supported us as well.
Thank you, Matt. And I was looking forward to seeing you, but obviously it didn't work out. Hope you're enjoying your weekend.
I am. I've got a slight back problem and some other bits happening. And then I tried to use Zoom and the internet said no. Yeah. So I've resorted to the phone, the old-fashioned way.
Well, we're lucky we can actually communicate with that sort of thing, isn't it? Technology is a wonderful thing.
It is, yes. It's a great invention, the telephone. Yeah.
But I've been listening, so I know that John was going to ask you about becoming mayor and stuff.
Right.
How does all that work?
Well, you've chosen, I mean, your group in Woking, you know, we work a fairer system than other places. They elect. And obviously, unless your party's got a majority, it's only the majority party that gets a look in. But in Woking, we work a fair system where we alternate into the political groups. When I took over, it used to be two Conservatives, and at the time it was only the Liberals. That they would, you know, alternate on that. So because the group was so big that, you know, they decided that we can have two and then one, two and one. So in 2019, my colleagues chose me from my group, and obviously the opposition groups then accepted. But then we had when they had the pandemic. So it would have meant that I would be a virtual mayor, and it's a bit like being in the studio. And the whole point of being a mayor, which I was looking forward to, was meeting people and seeing what good work is being done around the borough by not just the council's officers, but other people.
Because in the pandemic, Belle Hunwick, she was the mayor, she took on a second term, didn't she?
Yeah, she took on a second term. We just rolled it over so that she can carry on with just the mayoral role.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sad because she was doing it from home in our living room.
Yeah, it's not the same.
So then the following year, I should have been the mayor and Liam Lyons should have been my deputy.
Yeah.
But as you know, Liam Lyme is a teacher, so he had given his employers a notice to say that during my mayor year I will be needing time off. So they'd agreed, and it would have meant that disrupting all that. So he said that, you know, he would prefer, if possible, and I agreed because I'm self-employed, so I didn't have to answer to anybody. So I agreed. And you know what? I'm, in a way, kind of pleased that I made that decision.
It all worked out, didn't it, for you?
Yeah,
you know,
it worked out for me, because we've had all the different, it's been a momentous year and historical events. And it's still carrying on. Now, this weekend, who would have thought that before I finish, my memorial year, we had a coronation.
When do you finish your memorial year? When's it?
18th. I finish, and Councillor Raja will take on from me. Okay. I'll be handing the robes over. And he's a good guy. Mm. He's a very old councillor.
Yeah.
And I'm really pleased that he's taken over from me. It was one of his ambitions, and you know, yeah, he fulfilled.
Okay, I wonder what his year will have in store. Probably not as much of a roller coaster as yours.
Well, we can't tell, no, but you know,
I was trying to list all the events you've been mayor for, actually, and there's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, every week we do a diary in the Woking News and Mail. Will kindly allow us to a space in there, and it's only just highlights. We don't put in everything, otherwise it would be a bit too much on there. It's an eventful year.
Yes, and before you became mayor, before you went into sort of the post office, your involvement with Knackpool Residents Association, that led you into local politics. Residents Association is so important for communities.
They are very, very important. They carry a lot of weight. I mean, in some ways they can sway the shape of their localities.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful. Okay, I'm involved with Knackpool Residents Association, also Gorses Park Association, Lakeview, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, people need to be out there. You need to voice your concerns.
Yeah.
Unless you actually belong to a group, it's not really, you can't express yourself.
Okay.
So I'm really glad that these groups exist and they come out their opinions. And yes, the authorities do sit back and listen and take note.
I was going to say, you can go to your residents' association and raise your concerns, and those can be sort of escalated people within the council and things. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to give advert now. Knackpool Residents Association are meeting at the Baptist Church for the AGM Tuesday on the is it 9th? 9th or the 11th?
It's the 9th, isn't it?
9th.
Yes,
9th.
It is.
9th. Yeah. 9th. Yeah. Yeah, this Tuesday.
Yeah.
And at 7:30, and we're having an AGM, and we've actually got a Ollie, he's anti-social officer for Woking, and he's going to be there to take people's concerns about the anti-social behaviour, drugs relating issues. So, you know, if anybody's listening from Woking and surrounding, please do pop in. Everybody's welcome.
That's good. Come and find out, particularly if you live in the Knackpool area. And in Knackpool, I mean, what are the sort of things that you're hearing from the Residents Association? What sort of things are people raising?
Obviously, we have the speeding is always a concern on that. But generally, it's mainly school parking.
Yeah.
That's a lot of concern for people living near the schools. They are inconvenienced, pick up and drop off time. Mm-hmm. So I will urge parents that when you are dropping your children off, and that's everywhere, not just Woking, just everywhere, please be a bit more considerate of people who are living, residents who are living there. They may need to come out of their drive for an appointment or, for their job.
Exactly.
So please be a little bit of
consideration.
Consideration on that.
Okay.
But otherwise, generally, I think, we are doing well. Yes, we could do with more shops in Knackpool.
Yeah, more banks.
More different shops. Yeah. But then the economy drives that. It's not the council.
Yeah.
The council would love to have every town, village with all the shops that people require. But unless you use them, they're not going to be profitable. And we don't have the funds in the council that we can actually subsidise.
No, exactly. And it's, so it's a bit of a kind of a catch-22, you just getting businesses into town and getting to make a profit. And it's a challenge at times. But I have to bring this up. And, before all of this, before you, went into politics, you tried out some other career paths, including nursing. You knew I was going to bring this up, didn't you? I mentioned this to you before.
Well, coming from Pakistan, I think Asian families, they want their children to be doctors and engineers, and my family wanted me to be a doctor, and I didn't want to I didn't want to dishearten my mum and dad, so I wanted to deliver their wish. Obviously, I didn't have education. I wasn't going for that kind of thing, so I thought, let's do a backdoor entry, and be a nurse. So it was a pre-nursing course that I attended at Guildford Tech.
Yeah.
in those days, back in the 70s, it was mainly a male nurses unheard of.
Yeah.
And I didn't...
you thought, right, let's go down the route of politics and being a postmaster.
So
here you are then, about to end your mayoral year, reflecting on a very eventful year. So what's next then? What happens after you hang up your robes and, no longer mayor?
Well, on the 18th of May at 7 o'clock, I take the meeting. I'll be the mayor, and then we elect a new mayor. Mm-hmm. And then I go and disrobe.
Yeah.
And I'll come back down and I'll be a backbencher.
Oh, okay.
But I am a county councillor, and I'm hoping that there'll be things that I can carry on with.
Yeah.
Currently, I'm a vice chair of Surrey.
Yeah.
And I think the norm is that, I'll get the chair of Surrey, so
I'm looking forward
to that. Again, that is a good... But it was a pleasure representing the royal family in Woking, in my borough.
Yeah.
Because we are, the mayors are representing the royal family.
And that's been an immense honour for you.
I've got to really be thankful to you guys, Radio Woking. Wherever I've gone, I've seen you guys.
Yeah.
You've been on some of the engagements and you've interviewed me.
Yeah.
And all that. And please keep spreading the word. I think you keep people really happy and they listen to you. And
this is the thing. We've got a great community in Woking. Yeah. I think community radio is about connecting people as well. And Matt, I know you agree with that as well.
Yes, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we also have to say thank you to you, Mr. Mayor, because you've always made time for us and always given us those interviews.
Matt, I'm Sarge.
We're not doing the formal thing,
and I hope to see you more often, Matt, and you keep carry on the good community spirit and keep Woking Radio live.
I'll do my best.
Yeah. All right.
Alongside John, we'll do our best.
Thank you, Matt.
There you go. Well, thank you for coming to see us. I know you've got to dash off for a busy day.
I'm hoping that actually people do enjoy the spirit of the coronation, and everybody enjoys their street parties, which the king actually asked for, and the queen. Yeah. So I'm out. I'm going to go around as many as I can today.
Ooh.
I've just got to go to a church service now.
And then eat lots of cake.
Cakes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
People apparently are baking cakes. Matt will know. I tried baking a cake once, and I fed some to Matt. What was your reaction to that again, Matt?
It was an interesting cake. It was reasonably tasty.
He's very diplomatic.
Matt, you're still around, aren't you? So it can't be that bad. Nothing that bad.
It was reasonably tasty. I just think
there you go.
Yeah,
then. You
might need as much filling.
Yeah, it's I don't think Mary Berry would have approved, but it was edible. That was the main thing. But there we go. Well, we look forward to sort of, staying in touch and hearing what you get up to next across Woking. But, it's just been great to have you in the studio and great to find out more about you and hear about you reflecting on your year.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here we go.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much. Yes, Sarge Hussain, the mayor of Woking, joining us in the studio this morning. Radio Woking.